Well, Steve, where to start? What a game that was this evening.
Yeah, what a one and an advert for Rotherham United being in the Championship. You know, there's tinges of great disappointment this evening when you're 3-1 up and you only get a point, but we've come across against the best team in the division, in my opinion. I said that before the game, I've said it for a number of weeks, and you and I had to look at the changes that Steve could make to affect the game, but I think the goalkeeper at 3-1 has an absolute international class save, and if it goes 4-1 then they're dead, but it didn't go 4-1, and then obviously they've laid siege for a bit, and some sloppy defending from us. Their second or third goals could be averted, especially the second, and well, especially both of them really. So we've got a tinge of disappointment, but immensely proud of the energy levels. I think we caught them with the team selection, which is good because we tactically got it right. I don't think they had an idea what we were going to do until the game started. And to do that against the best manager in the division and probably one of the most sought after in the country, I would think, at the minute, then it's pleasing. But we've got a point and we're a bit disappointed.
Yeah, you sound disappointed, but you've got to look at the overall performance, haven't you? You've matched a side who, as you've said this week, you think more than likely to be in the Premier League next season.
Yeah, I do think they'll be in the Premier League. I think you always, as an opposition manager, you quickly skip by the starting 11. You have to face what you face, but you look at the opportunities of being able to change the game. And if you look at the opportunities we had, it was obviously limited tonight with certain players' illness and certain things. But I have to give credit, you know, Kip Rudford's not played a game in 3-4 months. I thought he was outstanding tonight, made the first goal, marshalled a top class Premiership striker, and Rob Mielsen, who gave us 60-70 minutes of, you know, been in the picture for 3-4 months. So but every player gave me everything. I can't ask for any more, but we are disappointed. Of course, we got it right on the pitch for long spells, we got it right off the pitch, and we expected when they got the second goal that we'd have to withstand a barrage. It's what happened. Teams last year when we were in League One romping to get promoted, so we're disappointed, but we have utmost respect for Derby County Football Club before they come, and you know that respect has been endorsed by their performance as well tonight.
At 3-3 and with 10 minutes left, including the stoppage time as well, many people would have been saying that they'd expect Derby to go and get a winner, but your side stood up strong to that pressure late on.
Well, I think Matt Derbyshire gets smashed in the face, and when he heads that and he's got a severe cut on his face, I would tend to think that's a penalty kick if the goalkeeper's up that late. But we thought we'd a penalty kick in 90 seconds when the boy's filling the ball and put it up his jumper almost. But we don't tend to be getting these things, so as I said to the players before the game, let's take these officials out of it because they're not going to give anything. But it was about the officials tonight, which is wonderful. It was about the quality of two teams. The honesty of English football, when it has to be said, the integrity of the sport was in full show tonight. We 26 players as it was, given absolutely everything. A couple of stars on show, of course. I thought Derbyshire was fantastic. And I thought young Tom Innes, who I've thought for many years, should, God only knows why he's not playing in the Premier League every week, the talent he's got.
Yeah, he's got an absolutely stunning goal, but Matt Derbyshire's rich vein of form continues as well and led the line brilliantly.
Yeah, and as we know, Matt should have had another goal because he scored a good goal at Charlton, but once again, as you know and I know, we had an atrocious decision against us. But we'll keep working hard. You know, we've got to get energy back into the legs. We've used a lot of effort, but we use a lot of effort in every game. And my words to Steve McLaren at the time, up whoever we play in this Championship race, we'll deploy those type of efforts. We might not get a point or we might not get three, but he can be rest assured the integrity of this management team and this chairman and these supporters will demand that we go to the end of every game. So we'll do that, man, and we go away, we dust ourselves down, and it's a bit replenishing and getting ready. And hopefully we might have one or two of the players back who are feeling a little bit unwell, like your captain. We need to obviously understand what the situation with Jack Hunt is, of course, who twisted his knee. And the disappointing thing for me in that point of view is that I think there's a blatant foul in the lead up to the incident, which once again the referee missed. But hey, I'm clutching at straws if I'm looking for free kicks in the halfway line.
Danny Ward came back into the side tonight as well, replaced Connor Salmon, obviously, we knew couldn't play tonight, and he's given you a bit of a headache, hasn't he, with his performance?
Yeah, I thought he was excellent, and I think we knew he'd run out of legs. We knew we had several players tonight, we really questioned whether they would get 95 minutes in for us, or 98 minutes, 100 minutes, whatever it was tonight with added time, but Kip Broadfoot was outstanding, and he's not played. Rob Mielsen's the same, and you're right about Danny Ward, so we had players that's desperately needed time, but I've always said it's about performances, and if you perform in the team, you deserve to play. And Rob Mielsen, for the last 2.5 weeks in training, has simply been stunning. So I had to play him. And I've always said to all the players is that if you produce a performance in training consistently, you'll get a chance.
How much will your side take from this moving forwards now than into this little final run, I guess? There's still quite a bit of the season left, but how much will they take from this?
Well, we'll take a point, and probably not many people around the country. I think we'll be, to use an old Glasgow expression, we'll be a cut and buster for a lot of people tonight who have a Derby down. And MD took Derby to get a draw, probably quite fortunate once they've got the boy Camp to thank. It's a wonder save from Derbyshire at 3-1, would have made it 4-1, but... we'll take heart, we'll take spirit, but we've done that for a number of weeks, and you know, we went away for a number of days last week, and you had to see the spirit and the endeavour and the energy and the will in the camp, and we've got that in abundance, and as I said, we've taken a team that'll be in the Premiership, in my opinion, a team that'll be in the Premiership, and right to the wire tonight. And I think in that last 10 minutes after it went 3-3 or 8 or 9 minutes, whatever it was, I think both teams had half chances to win it. We're possibly, again, looking at the incident when Matt Darbish gets bundled over in the box, but we don't get nothing, so we can't even monitor that either.
And finally, just on Jack Hunt, is it a gash on the knee? Is it a twist knee?
I think the worry is not the gash. The worry is the twist, of course. He's got his foot stuck in the turf. I think I had 2 feet in my head stuck in the turf for that turn from the lad, and then skewed it wide. But Hunt is a great lad. He's been really unfortunate with injuries. He'll be playing at Crystal Palace in the Premiership, so we have to hope when he gets scanned and x-rayed in the morning it's minor, but we 100%, we just don't know at this stage, it's too early.